How often do you think people have water quality issues in first world countries in 2019? Well, it might be more than you think, and it will happen more and more often. Dr. Emily is an expert in hydrogeological engineering at the University of British Columbia, and he has been investigating this issue in one of Canada's most important agricultural regions, the prairies.
There is extreme environmental issues in Prairie Plateau region on the drainage and loss of small wetlands, because they are very accessible. Farmers can easily drain them, and the soil of drained wetlands is very productive for farming and agriculture.
Wetlands are like sponges. They can soak up huge amounts of water in each pothole and filter clean water out. But 90% of wetlands near urban areas are lost because they're drained and built over for city expansion. So why is this a problem? Well, the first issue it creates is with water quality.
Wetland can store water during extreme rainfall, during extreme snowmelt, and then actually filter out the water and release it through the subsurface. In Ontario, there are five lakes that we call them Great Lakes, and a high percentage of population in United States, in Michigan, and people who live around Mississippi River depends on the water for drinking to those lakes. Over the last 10 years, there was huge water quality issue due to wetland loss in those lakes. They had a lack of drinking water for frequently, 2-3 days every month.
But there's more to removing wetlands than just loss of quality water. Another issue is flooding.
When we are removing them, when we are draining them, there is no storage for the water, and during the extreme events, water moves fast along the land surface without any storage and reach the cities and reach the other environments around the cities, and might cause lots of environmental issues. They can store water and reduce the risk of flooding in downstream cities. Not sure if you can remember the flood at Calgary and at in 2013. That cost more than $6 billion damage. So one of the causes of the flooding was extreme drainage of the wetlands all around the city of Calgary for agricultural productivity and agricultural practices. We now know how removal of them can impact water quality and quantity. So in general, our goal is to produce more scientific research to better manage our watersheds with less and less environmental issues and more productivity for forestry and agricultural productivity.
With the world's ever-increasing population, it is certainly important to have many productive farms. But at the end of the day, non-stop expansion over wetlands will ruin cities, if not by flooding, then by thirst. This has been Group 2126 for Science 300. Thanks for listening.